Oh, wait, no.
Oh, shit. I was like, y'all was asleep. We're waiting on you. Like,
you're the host.
Yeah, no, I know. Wait, me or him?
You.
It's my turn. Yeah, it's my turn. No, I know it's my turn. I just didn't know you was back. You were muted, so I was just I started death scrolling. All right.
Do the people you have on your list actually use guns?
Yeah, they use guns.
All of them, every single one.
Every single one.
If I were to walk up to a stranger and go, "Do you think so and so is an anime gun user?" Would they say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I did it this time.
Have you seen enough anime elements without naming the same niggas from the same show?
I'm naming two characters from the same show. Just like they would be my top two regardless. But
yeah.
I would think that Zoe's would probably be more quality than mine, if I'm being honest.
No, 100%. He's been watching anime longer.
I have a quality enough. I have a quality enough.
Yeah, I felt it wouldn't be fair to question his bum ass without also. I know.
Jones. No. This is going to be by far my weakest top five. But
okay, yeah.
But
I know I'm talking. So it was like, yeah, it was just.
Yeah, Josh probably already knows off the top of his. Josh and my list might even be the exact same.
It's not, but I definitely three of the four.
Oh, three of the four for sure, because three of the four in my mind are indisputable.
Yeah, I agree.
But then, like, fucking, I mean, honestly, I might even say four of the four, but I feel like you're not going to fucking go with one of mine just because you'll probably like one that I thought about better. Mm-hmm. But then also, too, my fifth is, it's definitely not going to be a match. My fifth is just me standing because I love
my
the show. That's really about it.
My four is 100% me standing.
Yeah, no, I got. I mean, I'll mention on the pod too, but I, you know, didn't fully always get like behind the gun users. Like I wouldn't just fall for them. That just wasn't my forte. Just an environment being brought up in. But I was able to make a decent list. Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku collective about to get you lit. Anime and manga and them top five lists. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. Three homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime movies and comic books. Say otaku. Say otaku. Say otaku. It's the Otaku Collective Podcast. And welcome to another edition of the Otaku Collective Podcast. I'm your host today, Zoe. I'm here with the team, Josh and Seth. Say what's up to the people.
Yurt.
Every time you say some shit, I'm just like, how hard would it be to replace this nigga?
Huh. I feel like I have a good, you know, consensus now. I don't try to do anything extra. You feel me? Like, I mean,
I didn't like it.
It took a while. I ain't gonna lie. With my me,
but I didn't like Team. It felt weird.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I think Team was like, I ain't gonna lie. But we here now. I feel like with the
real quick, Josh.
Yes.
Is there a way to either get closer to the mic or turn yourself up a little bit?
What about now?
You're good. Yep, that's good. Cool.
Perfect. Okay. We got a reason to restart. We could just go ahead.
Nope. No, restart. No. That's just gonna be cut.
Team is bothering me now.
Nope. It's just we're back in. Me. Welcome back.
What's up, man? But no, compared to when I did radio, I mean, maybe it's because I was working for someone's business, but I didn't really, I mean, it was my radio show. He let me do what I wanted. Took me like 2 months to really get to like a signature things of I'd say like every time. And here it took 2 years. So, you know, maybe that's just the difference. But yeah, how y'all doing, man? How y'all feeling?
Not great.
Cool. Cool. I got that energy with the text yesterday. Got that energy. I thought it would be over after 24 hours, but
No. That's gonna be
no. Of course not.
This is gonna be a year long thing, my guy. Year long thing.
It's gonna be at least 3 months until something else takes that spot, and then as soon as basketball starts up, it's gonna be like all of basketball season next year. Because anyway,
it's one thing if it was like some rando team. Like, it's one thing if it was like the Heat or the Cavs or fucking someone else, but it's the Pacers, bro. That's like, that's easily top four most hated team as far as Josh is concerned. So yeah, this is gonna sting. On top of that, it's back to back years too. Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
Back to back. Back to back. Well,
100% it's Celtics, fucking Pacers, Lakers, and then Cavs. That those are the four.
It happens, Miami, man.
And if fuck Detroit off principle, but you know that's the four for sure.
Yeah, man. Just a different kind of year, man. Different kind of year. 25 years.
Saying this, fire Tom Thibodeau.
A lot of people are gonna be saying that. A lot of people are gonna be saying that.
A lot of motherfuckers ain't gonna agree, but fire that nigga Tibbs. As a coach, you have to make the decision when to effectively use your bench. Like these 6, 7, 8 man fucking rotations ain't doing it, bro. Also, God, I hate New York general managers so fucking much. If it ain't fucking Dolan, it's Mark. Bruh, fire these. Sell these teams. Fuck James Dolan. Fuck John Mara. Well, yeah, I'm gonna see what the Giants do this year.
Has the Knicks owner not been doing better? Has the Knicks owner not been doing better?
No! It's the same old shit. Yeah, cool. We got Jalen Brunson and it worked out. And we traded for the Villanova Knicks and then immediately broke them niggas up. Blah, 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 blah. We ain't going no goddamn where. Damn, it's the same shit. We could have easily traded for a rotational piece towards the back half of the season and we didn't. And because that, it's not time or place. No, I'm not okay. Also, our troop is getting fired, which is bullshit.
Oh yeah, I just saw Carlito is also getting released. But
the writing's on the wall with that one. I'm cute, but
But I mean, the Eddie Guerrero thing for me, just you know, he was around there around that time, so it's a little sad.
Carlito Caribbean. What the fuck are we talking about?
I mean, okay, yeah, but growing up, I couldn't tell the difference. I'll keep it real.
Niggas. Uncultured. But, and you from
We're better now. But our truth.
And maybe I would get you the benefit. But Mexican? Crazy word.
Our truth leaving is sad. He's a very fun wrestler. Always is giving a good time. You're always gonna have a good time. But I had see big things for his future, so I feel like he'll be fine.
54.
So 50's the new 40, dog. Come on with it.
Stop it. This ain't fucking Stella got her groove back. Let's be realistic. Right? Yeah, bruh's in great shape and he barely aged today, but nobody is putting a world championship on a fucking 54-year-old Ronda True Killings.
Can't he just be behind the scenes? I mean, it's time for some executive roles.
Because he's clearly still able bodied enough to be a wrestler. Yeah, cool. It would be dope if he was world champion again, but we knew that was unrealistic. But to fire this man?
Hey, man. Why? I think executive positioning at 50 is fair. But, I mean, I get what you're saying, him being able-bodied, but still, executive
positioning. He was fucking hobbling to the ring. He out here full threatening and shit still. Whatever.
Logistics, man. Logistics. While we're having this fine conversation, I'd like to introduce our guest today, the one with the most, as always, bringing back our friend, the Guido John. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, failed. Completely failed. All right. I didn't want to go too crazy. I told you, I got my groove. See, look what you did. Now I got groove in my head.
That's you, bro. You gotta use the lingo if you don't want to.
I know.
Clearly, John's busy. he's too self-important to be like, hey, yo, I gotta step away for a second. But that's who he is as a person. We know that. So
well, he'll be here later.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we couldn't hear you at all.
Oh, fuck. I said, what's popping? God damn.
We didn't hear shit.
Yeah. I 100% said, what's popping? So that's pretty wild. Never mind. What's popping? Brand new whip just hopped in. All right, cool. Let's move on.
Former host of the Guido News podcast.
That's crazy. I hope when you guys listen to it back, you're like, oh, damn, he actually did say some shit.
No, there was nothing. I go ahead and tell you. Yeah.
It was a blank space of nothingness for that whole time.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But I knew magically you would come back if I started talking shit. It always worked.
How you doing, John?
I have to defend my honor. Like, I'm doing solid. I'm doing solid. Out in the deep recesses of sport defeat currently. But you know, give it about 8 months. Yeah. I'm sure someone will disappoint me.
Probably.
I mean, the Pistons did like a month ago.
I mean, yeah, the Pistons, but like I consider that overachieving, you know? We put it to six games, probably could have gone to seven, but like I consider this season kind of overachieving. Cade's actually looking like a fucking, you know, key player for years to come, provided that we don't fucking trade him for pennies on the dollar.
As soon as that Superman club went, he out of there.
Oh yeah, 100%. We're gonna get some shit. We're gonna put on the teal unis in like a throwback game or something like that. He's gonna get a torn clavicle or some shit, and then boom, 2 months later, he's gonna be fucking hooping for like the Mavericks or some shit.
I don't think that we're making any good trades anytime soon, my guy.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta keep that real with you.
Hey, bro. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I just watched Click Productions do a fucking Knicks rebuild where we didn't win shit. Cooper Flag and the Mavs was putting belt to ass to everybody. Shout out Click though. He knows my pain. But yeah, no, crazy work. But you know what was wild? The end team in year 10 was like Jalen Brunson, Jokic, in like their late 30s. Some AI rookies, and then I think somebody from the 2027 draft class, and we went game 7 with the Pistons. No, it was the Grizzlies. And fucking who was the star player on the Grizzlies for that? I don't even and Zion was also on the fucking team for some reason. Yeah, 2039 Knicks. Jalen Brunson off the bench, Jokic and Zion's off the bench, and then a bunch of random niggas who filled in from there. And I was like, damn, we still can't win shit? I was like, alright, cool, good enough.
It's tough.
That's because you didn't have Maximus McDougal or Thelonious Hasselberry coaching the squad, bro. That's what it was.
Hey, be like that.
Hey, man. Indeed. I don't know, like for y'all at times, it felt like y'all's second most consistent scorer was OG.
Yeah, which is crazy to work. We didn't have a consistent wing to score, and also our defensive rotation pieces weren't good as they should have been. I think personally we should trade Mikal Bridges, but that's me. Niggas ain't gonna like that. But I think we should use Mikal and some draft picks to try and do something. I don't know. Maybe
you,
grab
no, like, you can back. you can grab like you can grab a lot from Mikal even still.
Right. I feel like we should like try and get Lauri Markkanen in, or like who else? We ain't getting Sabonis.
Y'all could probably get Lauri and Colin Sexton for Mikal and a first, probably.
I would do that. I think that makes us a lot better.
Maybe a first or two. I don't know. Y'all.
I think we can get it with two.
The first. Only issue is that y'all gave up a lot of first to get Mikal in the first place.
Yeah. Which is five first was crazy work. I think that one good season in Brooklyn overinflated his value, but
yeah, I agree.
It is what it is. This is not a sports podcast, so
it is not. But we're all sports fans.
Well, so. Three of us are.
I'm a sports fan, bro.
Are you though?
Can I just? I'm a fan of my teams.
Okay. Can you name? Can you name?
This man Steph literally yesterday was like, "Hey, let's watch." No, I gotta because.
Hang on. Can you name five active players?
No.
You're not a sports fan.
Steph literally yesterday was like, "Hey, let's watch the Knicks game so we can talk about it on the podcast tomorrow. You can be a part of the conversation." Steph, have I been a part of this conversation once yet?
Nope.
Okay, so even
when the Celtics were getting belt ass, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I did it for Seth, man. I did it for Seth. I was like, you know what? Let me show Seth that even if I watch this whole game from start to finish, I still won't be included in the conversation.
Right, but so I think
good game though. Good game.
I think you. I mean, I can call you a bandwagon because at least they know sports. It's just they only know the ones that gives you the belt. You're a fair weather sports fan. That's what you are.
Yeah, I was gonna say
fair weather.
I was gonna say fair weather sports fan is a better term than bandwagon because bandwagon means that you jump shit when things get bad. At least he didn't jump shit from Celtics whenever like KG and Paul Pierce left and stuff like that.
No, I've been just quietly at work.
Fair weather means that you only care when they are good. When they are bad or mediocre, or average or anything like that, you could care less.
Oh no, I'm a Bruins fan. You know what I'm saying?
Playoffs. You said that's you a Bruins fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Please,
so like,
please
you know,
name, that's please like name one. Name one player on the Bruins. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. I'm a fair weather based Bruins fan. Like I, you know, whether they're up or they're down, I'm a cheer for the Bruins.
Hey, just name the starting pitcher, and I'll let it go.
I said the Bruins. This is definitely. Said the Bruins.
Hockey.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You said pitcher. I just thought I'd help him.
Yeah. Okay. Name the goalie. Name the goalie.
I can't, man.
Also, but while we're on the subject, can you name the starting pitcher for the Boston Red Sox?
Oh no. I'm no. But I'm
what about the starting running back for the
look, I've already stated that Haley, a friend of ours, already let me know that I was not the real fan I thought I was. Because when you try to talk to a woman of sports about sports, they're not going to sugarcoat for you. I feel like a lot of my homeboys sugarcoat for me over the years and stuff. And Josh is just at this point in his life where he don't want sugarcoat for nobody no more. So he's like, no, you ain't no bull fan.
10 years, what the fuck? I'm 30. I ain't going to hold your hand, nigga. If you ask, you ask. Out, bro.
Yep.
Be like that.
Be like that. So
yeah, I do. Can you name the finishing position of the Bruins this season?
No, I can't. Okay.
You were eighth in the Atlantic.
Eighth. Yeah, it was pretty rough this year. I mean, Matt kept me up to date on it, but like, it was pretty rough this year. Nah, no playoff run this year. See, that's the difference with the Bruins. I feel like with the Celtics, I used to always brag to folks, yeah, at least make it to the playoffs. I would do that with the Bruins. I did that for some years, but it hasn't been like that. The same the last 5 years. I mean, we've gone to the playoffs a couple times, but not like consistent. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Boston's a tough place to live. But we get through, man. We get through.
Says Boston's a tough place to live. Like, y'all didn't have Brady for fuck knows how long. Like, y'all didn't have Big Ortiz and Manny Ramirez.
It's a tough place right now. It's a tough place right now is what I meant.
You don't even live there.
Okay, but I go there. I'm going there literally soon. Okay, so.
But I go there.
Anyways, we are here today to talk about a subject that is affecting our country as a whole right now.
What?
And
Hey, bro, we're on this train. That is truly affecting our country as a whole. The baddest part of my ass. Let's get it. Let's be controversial, and but not controversial.
No, he's trying to transition into the topic he's doing.
You wouldn't even let me finish putting the sock in my mouth. Now I can really pull it out a little bit.
Terrible fucking transition. You know it.
But it is, though. It is.
We're talking about gunslingers.
We're talking about gun violence, but the violence is what leads to what our topic is today. And we're talking about the people who
we're not talking about gun violence. We're talking about gunslingers.
But that's what I'm saying. But gunslingers involved create gun violence. So there was a correlation to the two.
No. But do they, though?
I mean, we'll find out when I figure who everyone's top five is. I'll figure out.
I've never seen a gunslinger from an anime shoot up a school. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you ain't seen every anime yet. Have you seen Dead Man Wonderland?
I've not.
No one. All right. So I mean, no one got shot though. I'll admit, no one got shot.
It didn't get finished. Also, technically, no one got shot in that.
No one got shot, but it was at a school. Was at a school. So, here today to do our top five gunslingers in anime. Before we get into it, any honorable mentions?
Yes.
Okay, Josh, let's go.
Yeah, I got some too. Go ahead with yours, Josh.
Okay.
Let me get English. Holy fuck, Josh. Kiritsugu Emiya from Fate Zero / Fate Stay Night. He's the main protagonist. He's a exorcist / really not great person, but he be up in the tooling, so shout out him for sure. And then let me also get old girl from Gurren Lagann. What's her name? I didn't write Yoko. Yeah, let me get Yoko Littner from Gurren Lagann. Those are my two.
Okay, John.
All right. Just me.
Yep, just you. Yeah, for honorable mention one.
All right, cool. Honorable mention number one. Let me go ahead and get the OG. Brings out the broom because they call him a sweeper. Ryo Saba, City Hunter.
Oh yeah.
You put a gun in old dude's hand. He is unstoppable. But without it, he kind of get washed. Not gonna lie. He kind of gets washed.
I'm a vegan.
Yeah. And then also, let me get a personal fan favorite from one of my personal fan favorite shows. That's wild as fuck. Always will be wild as fuck, and is wild as fuck to the core. Let me go ahead and get Guido Mista, honorable mention number two.
I'm from JoJo.
Yeah,
I forgot about Guido.
Yeah. Talking about the Sex Pistols.
Fair enough. Give me at number five. This is a character that when he was introduced, I was absolutely in love with as a Jit. I thought he had the absolute epitome of swag. He's all about being symmetrical. Let me get Death the Kid from Soul Eater at number five.
A solid pick.
Solid.
You know, I think Death is dope as fuck. The fact that his twin Glocks were just two hot chicks, and he was just like, "Yeah, this is what I do." I'm like, "All right,
this is what I do."
I was like, "Fair fucking enough, kid. I fuck with it." No, and then Soul Eater is just like a really good watch. Like, it's rough at times, but like as a fan of like the universe, because obviously Fire Force is included too. It's nice, and Death made sure, regardless of the situation, when it came down to up the tools, he was blasting. And I feel like that's a very important part of being a gunslinger. Not only knowing how to use it, but when to just let that shit go. So yeah, Death the Kid was like one of the first buy-ins in anime. So, you know, put some respect on it.
I'll be watching that soon because I want to watch that before Fire Force finishes.
Kind of.
So. I'll be watching it very, very soon. I may start it this week at work. So.
Don't watch the first episode at work.
Don't watch the first episode at work?
We're talking about Soul Eater?
Soul Eater?
No.
Yeah, yeah, don't watch the first. I mean, it's a show. It's a show.
It's a show?
It's a show.
Hey, look.
I'll say it like this. How about, to help you out, I love it. So maybe that can give you some clues.
It's like right I love it. But if you get caught, you will be looked at.
Titties? Like, a lot? Or something?
Good.
I mean, etchiness. Good or bad etchiness.
I didn't know it was an etchy show.
I agree with y'all. It is, but it isn't. And even the opening song, you'll see. The opening song is very tame, but you'll get an idea of the show from the opening song.
Once you get into the show, you can watch that first episode. I would watch that.
I may watch that tonight at home.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay,
it ain't nothing great.
Y'all were worried me for a second. I thought it was a show I was good to go watch it at work.
Yeah, out of context at work, that would be crazy work.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what
okay.
But yeah, out of context at work, that would be crazy work.
Okay. I'll keep it a buck. Out of context in general, that's pretty crazy. But out of work, out of pocket, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go next. My number five is Trigun from Trigun.
First,
that's the stampede from Trigun. I'm sorry.
Josh. I got you, Josh.
Okay.
It's okay. Zo, you're smoking dick. Let's move on.
No, I'm only smoking weed. But we got Vast the Stampede at number five for me. I mean, honestly, it's kind of just a stand thing. Like, I'd be real. Like, I'm not a big gunslinger person. I knew Josh was going to get on to me if I ain't have five coming here today. So Vast kind of just slid into the cut. I love his charisma, his energy, his heart. The fact that you don't even find out he's damn near what he is till like later in the show, and he's good at not showing it, always played into why I liked his character. I just like Vash the Stampede, and his gunplay is pretty good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's a defensive shooter, so he's not shooting to try and kill. He's trying to shoot to create situations to stop people. And I just, yeah, really a big fan of Vash. So I have Vash the Stampede at number five for me.
If 1 through 4 ain't heat bullshit, I'm letting you know that.
You said gunslingers.
I know it though.
Okay. You
said gunslingers, man.
Should I go ahead and go?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number five is probably definitely gunslinger. That's not anything to worry about, but it is a little bit out there because, so this is one of the first two people I thought of whenever it came to Gunslinger, like just that archetype, but I've only seen fight scenes from the show. I haven't seen the actual full show, if that makes sense. Right. So this is like one of the only times you'll ever hear me say a character from a show that I haven't seen all the way through. Right. Have I seen episodes when watching in like other Discords and stuff like that? Maybe somebody else is watching? Yes. Have I seen a lot of fight scenes from this show? Yes. Right? Revy from Black Lagoon. That's my number five.
Low.
So the only reason why it's low, it would be higher, is because I haven't seen the show. That's the only reason. Okay.
She's also a mine.
Yeah, she would be a lot higher for me. She would be a lot higher for me. She might be number two for me once I actually see the show, right?
Yeah.
But right. Number five for right now, just because it's the only character that I haven't seen the show, right?
Valid.
So, putting that out there, because I don't like listing characters for top fives if I haven't seen the show. But yeah, I know how much of a badass she is. I know, like she uses the dual pistols. I find that extremely, like, cool and attractive for a woman to use dual pistols, right? That's hot as fuck. But, I don't know. I love her a lot, but she is, like, Net's waifu draft, look out. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm telling you, like, look, first of all, get in line. Second of all, let me tell you. We're talking about gunslingers. She's slanging, all right?
No, I believe it.
Josh and I probably got nothing but pure heat. We're not talking about gunslingers. We're talking about slangers. All right, throwdowns. But yeah, yeah. Also, get in line.
No, 100%.
That's fair. All hey, right. John.
All right,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, okay. My number five.
Yep.
My number five probably didn't have to be on the list, but he's on it because he's one of my personal favorite characters. He is the, to quote the French translation of the phrase, helper in the military camp and a personal assistant to his best friend, Arsène Lupin III. Let me go ahead and throw in Das KG again. Lupin III, number five.
Okay.
Great.
The original Jigen. Not old dude who got pieced up by Baron Mo Naruto, but Dasuke.
Good pick. Yeah.
Also, I just took two shots of soju, so we fit to be doing good.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We're going to get lit. Lit episode tonight. Hey, there's a game I saw that you put like a shot of soju in a glass. And you keep pouring the soju in a glass of beer, and if the thing falls, you drink it. We're going to do that. We're going to try that.
I don't drink beer, so good luck getting me to play that.
All right, fair. We'll just put in more soju. How about that?
Hey, hey, what the fuck? Hey, what the fuck? Hey, no, you try to kill people. Chill out. Okay, John. Dope number five. I love your number five. I've seen a lot of fight scenes from Lupin. Again, I haven't seen Lupin, though.
It's totally fine. I mean, honestly, it's a really old anime, so, like, you don't have to watch parts, you know, 1 through 3. You can probably start at part 4 just to keep up as far as the animation style, but let me tell you, it is an excellent series, and I mean excellent. Even the movies are pretty damn good, consistently.
I've heard, yeah, like, I've heard.
I love Lupin the Third. Some of the older stuff is dated because obviously it was made in the 80s and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, like, it's excellent. And for all the fair weathers out there, in case we need to pull up feats and all that, let me tell you, this boy Jigen can allegedly, quote unquote, allegedly shoot in, what'd he say? 10 second with Smith and Wesson?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, he can shoot at point three seconds with a Smith & Wesson. Even though his preferred weapon is a goddamn M19. Talk to this man.
Yeah. Ah, they're different.
Talk to this man. Since we do double up, I got you double up for you.
Dope.
I don't got to go too much into detail because she's your number five, Seth.
But okay. Yeah,
let me get Revy.
Yes, sir.
Let me get Revy at 4.
She's so badass. She's also hot as fuck.
Her proper name, Rebecca Lee, but nah.
Yeah, we ain't government name Rebecca like that.
Nah, that's Revy. That is Revy.
Back to me then.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah. My number four. Again, I haven't seen a whole lot of anime with gunslingers in it. I could have given you like 5 characters from World Trigger. Gonna keep it a buck, but I stuck to one from that, right? I could have gave you multiple characters from like other shows too, but I stuck with. Like, I try to stick with one from every show, except for my 1 and 2, right? But, so my number 4, Lady Nagant from My Hero Academia.
That's a good one.
Not necessarily your typical gunslinger, in terms of, like, she doesn't use pistols.
Well, gunslinger is subjective, because there's a sniper on my list, too.
Gotcha, okay, cool. Yeah. And... I was going to say, like, not your typical gunslinger, like Vash and stuff like that. Revy with the dual pistols, all that stuff, right? But she do be slinging that thing. And no matter where you are, you could be across town. She will hit you, and she will find you.
She's going to find you.
and she doesn't have to worry about ammo, anything like that. She just uses her hair and it grows back. Like, right? She good. And the fact that, like, I don't know, I think it's cool that if you're a gunslinger, like, if you could, let's say you're walking into, like, an event or something like that, right? And they have, like, mm-hmm. security at the front door. You can hide your gun in your arm because your arm is your gun. I think that's pretty dope. So.
I disagree.
That is my number four, though. Lady Nagant. Bad back women.
Can't be mad at that. Hey, you know, we need to have more of that on our list, man, for real. And
yeah, you do. There's always a girl on my list.
Yeah. And now, my number four is somebody you would want to keep away from the women because of how much of a lecherous guy he is, but still top gunslinger, in my opinion. For number four, give me Ryo Saiba of City Hunter.
Okay, talk to you, sir.
I'm like, what, bro? That man is cold. So I'll tell you my story with him.
The Action Stampede and Bob is crazy.
Like, I don't look at Vash, like, when I think of Vash, because of his thing, I don't look at him as he is a gunslinger, but, like, he has other abilities that are better than me. When it comes to Rio, he's not. He's a normal guy. He loves women. Who's a normal guy. He's a detective. And all he can do.
The pistol-toting bounty hunter has. Okay.
Yes, because you. Okay, so for me, you got to. I'll tell you like this. So I met him when I started playing Jump Force. I was like, who's this guy? Every time I shoot a bullet, I'm hitting everyone. Started with Jump Force. Then I actually started watching, like, I think a couple movies from City Hunter came out, like remastered stuff. Watched that. Started falling in love with his character. Pluto TV was doing City Hunter marathons, and I'm watching that all day. So I've never done a full binge of it, but, like, I've watched enough content to know, like, when he gets serious, he's serious. And there's nothing you can do. And he can ricochet off of everything naturally. No extra stuff. Like, he's ricocheting bullets with just pure energy. And, like, not energy, because we're talking anime. With pure accuracy. That's the better word. Like, he knows he's going to be able to get his shot where he needs to if he shoots away his shot. And that's why I put him over Vash, because he actually, his gun is his main thing. Yeah, he can fight. Yeah, he can be a detective. But Vash got other abilities. This guy doesn't. So, yes, give me Ryo Saiba at number four. And ever since I met him, I've loved the character, man. I mean, you know, I like the lecturer's characters that can turn around and be serious. So, you know, they can play. It can be funny, but it also can be serious of a show.
All right. My number four is a tie. Actually, I couldn't pick either one, so I put both. Obviously, this woman also made my list. Shout out Revy, aka Becky Lee from Black Lagoon. Top tier heater. She's definitely a female YN to the maximum. But also, this one is, I knew nobody else would pick her, so I just needed her to be represented. Also, like, I will champion Sword Art Online every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. Asura Shino, aka Shinon, from Sword Art Online, Gun Gale, and then all the preceding stuff. I love her. She also has the nickname Hecate, like the Greek goddess of, like, magic and shit, because she's that good with the bullet. Her sniping skills were, like, one of the main things I enjoyed from Gun Gale Online. And yeah, so shout out Shinon, shout out Revy. That's my number four. And then my number three, and I hated to do this because I felt like he was kind of low. But I'm going to put Vash right here at three. That's my three. Vash at three.
You getting on me and you got him at three.
Because the other two are better. Because the other two are better.
He's on the list. I mean, we're not going to act like Vash ain't amazing, but, like, when you think of his repertoire and his list of things he can do, gunsling is one of them. And that's why I think it is. It's not everything.
Now, look, we lay down. I'm pretty sure Josh and I are on the same page. We might have one that's different.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, as far as he and I are concerned, there's three gunslingers that are basically interchangeable based on our own opinion.
100%.
Vash is one of those gunslingers.
I'm pretty sure John knows the other two.
Yeah, I definitely know that you and I know one of them. I mentioned the third, but I mean, again, like there's high key four that you can just kind of swap if not depending how you feel. So I'm not upset that Vash has the bronze medal. I'm not putting him at five.
If anybody knows me and knows what my top five anime are, then you know why Vash is at three. I'll say that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So for me, my number three comes from, I would basically say, a show where, like, if you're playing off trajectory and different things like that, he definitely is going to be a character to be reckoned with, a character to where you have to deal with. So my number three comes from Fire Force. It is the Lieutenant, Mr. Takahisha Hinawa, Lieutenant Hinawa. And he is a second generation. So he controls the input of fire. Like, he controls fire. He can't make fire. So he uses guns. And when he shoots, as the bullets can even be coming out of the barrel, he can change the trajectory of where his bullets go. And he can bounce them off anything. He can bounce them in midair if he wants to. He can just literally just stop it and then shoot it to the left. He can control the velocity of how fast it goes. I think when it comes to gunslinging, even though it is a power of his, he's using just the basic practical use of it, honestly, because he can't make fire. And every time you shoot a gun, it's creating an explosion, and he plays off that explosion. So at number three, Lieutenant Hinawa, I'll forget words. That's my number three. No complaints, no hates. All right, cool. Bye. No hate. Huh? Oh, Vash. Oh. But man, all right, cool. We ain't gonna do that.
Trash. Capital
T. Trash. Trash. Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up. I mean, I'm not gonna act like he's the strongest character, but the fact that how he's able to use his ability is pretty dope. And he's you gotta be smart to use it. It's not like he's just willy-nilly doing it. Everything's thought of that he does. And I think that's very important to know. I really do.
All right.
So yeah.
My turn.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. My number three is the captain of Yuba Squad and the number two gunner in this anime. Talking about Takuma Yuba from World Trigger. He is, out of all the anime that I've seen, the most like traditional gunslinger that I guess you could say that I've seen. He uses dual pistols, but more importantly, he uses dual revolvers. And so he uses dual revolvers, and his revolvers specialize in destroying shields. And so anybody that knows anything about World Trigger knows that a lot of characters specialize in shields that block certain kinds of bullets. Well, his bullets, he specifically uses the kinds of bullets that don't bend around corners and stuff like that. You can't bend them the way that you can with like lasers and stuff like that in World Trigger. But his bullets, because his accuracy is, even though he's the number two gunner, he has the best accuracy out of any character in the game. And he used that accuracy to shoot through shields where people wouldn't expect it, and he'll blow off somebody's leg, or he'll hit them in the shoulder, or he'll get a headshot or anything like that. Like, he's a captain of a rank A squad, which is the highest ranked squad in World Trigger. The highest rank that a squad can get. And yeah, he's the number two gunner in World Trigger. And the first time that I met him, I was like, finally, somebody that uses pistols. Cause I think he was my first obviously there's other characters in World Trigger that uses guns, but it's like machine guns and stuff like that, or sniper rifles and stuff. But he was the first character that I encountered that actually used dual pistols and used dual revolvers at that. I still haven't encountered any other character that uses dual revolvers. So that is my number. That is my number three.
Not bad. Not bad. Double revolver does sound pretty dope.
He has a special quick draw move and stuff like that as well. So
okay.
That's my number three, John.
Yeah, yeah. My number three is the only one that I think is questionable as far as also being consistent with Josh's top three. But we got to go. Whatever happens, happens. Former member of the Red Dragon Syndicate fakes his death, hops with the crew, starts bounty hunting. He's a space cowboy. Bro, yep. Over here is talking about being voiced by my man, Steven Blum. Let me go ahead and get Spike Spiegel, number three gunslinger.
I feel it.
He just adds out.
The GOAT.
Just adds out fast. I was like, I felt bad when I said it, but I was like, yeah, once I said it, I stuck to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, it is what it is. Let me tell you, Spike has no distinguishing qualities as far as supernatural powers or enhancements or anything like that, other than his dead eye or his eye replacement. Everything is just beating ass and taking aim.
You little robot. There it is. Yeah, okay.
That's all he's got. And that dude said the word. Only time he was really genuinely scared was in when he rolled up on that fucking the clown dude in the fucking alley and started a fucking blood feud for a whole episode, which was terrifying. Still, only time I ever seen Spike actually terrified. Yeah, I'll tell you. Spike slings that thing.
Yeah, mad Perriott. No, yep. But what is it? Spike.
Perriott, because you know French.
Yeah, Perriott. Spike is probably one of my favorite anime characters ever, which is why he realistically edged out bad.
An absolute awesome character. Now, number two, and I'm pretty sure it's Josh's number one. Obviously, he'll let us know, but number two, Eternal.
John, before you continue, leave and come back. Yeah, leave and come back.
Leave and come back? All right.
Number go ahead, Char. Yep.
Gunslinger. And we're still good?
Yeah.
Yeah? No? Maybe so?
Yeah. You're good. Number two, Gunslinger in anime.
Oh, okay. Number two, Gunslinger in anime. A lot of editing we're going to have to do. Number two, Gunslinger in anime. We got the Eternal Head of Entangled. Undead Lord. And a locked in a life and death battle with fucking rant ass Nazi battalion. Let me get my dude Alucard.
Yeah, there it is.
Hellsick. Let me get my dude Alucard.
I agree.
This is I was looking up gunslingers just in general, right? Before doing this episode. He was consistently number two on a lot of lists.
He deserves it.
He is that deal.
All right. So we're rocking Alucard and Spike at two and three, respectively.
Okay. Is it back to me?
Yes.
Okay. My number two. They are from the same show. My number one and two. She will not hesitate to put two in your chest and one in your head. She is my second favorite girl from the show. Talking about Takina from LaCroix Recoil.
I should have known this.
Yeah, you probably should have. Takina is your traditional like spy agent, stuff like that. Girls with Gun anime. She unlike her other copart, does use lethal rounds. and will not hesitate to kill you at all in the slightest. Seeing her walk into a room full of five of the guys, grown men with guns, and take them all down one by one. She will not hesitate at all. And I love her. And she's my number two.
I like that I love you at the end. That was like, I love her. Yep. You fuck with her, I hurt you. Like, kind of thing. Like, the way you said it, it just said everything. And like, if you fuck with her, I'll find you.
It won't be me finding them.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
It'll be my number one fighting them.
Hey. My number two comes from one of my top 10 favorite anime. This guy became an assassin pretty much at 10 years old and then ended up joining an organization and becoming the deadliest assassin known at that time. Anime came out in 06, so a lot's changed since then. But give me Train Hartnett at number two from Black Cat. I fell in love with this anime when I first discovered it back maybe like, probably like 15, 14. So I've known it for a while, but I pretty much learned about this kid who pretty much family was murdered, got raised by an assassin, joined an organization, became the deadliest assassin in that organization. And he's not that type of shooter that likes to ricochet. No, he's headshot. If I can't headshot you because I want you to live, couple in the body, non-vital kind of thing. Like, he knows every shot he's pointing at and hitting. He has trait, they call him the Black Cat because he has traits where, like, every time he comes around, he makes like a little catchphrase about bad luck. He likes milk, he likes to take his naps during the day, all these other little things. But when it goes
missing the dead obvious cat eyes or no,
I'm going down the list. I'm going, well, see, for me, when it comes to anime eyes, I could say cat eyes.
There are anime eyes and there are cat eyes. It's definitely different.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I agree with you.
That's like saying Orochimaru doesn't have snake eyes because it's anime.
I'm with you. No, but like, eyes can fall. Like, I mean, we were just watching My Hero yesterday, and I didn't realize, Mirio has a weird face. I thought everyone was 10-10. Just...
Yeah, he's 10-10 in anime form.
But I just thought everyone was cool with it. But then we saw Shigaraki being like, or someone said something about the guy with the weird face. And then it made me click and realize, wait, no. Oh, weird eyes it was. And it made me realize that everyone in the anime that sees Mirio be like, damn, his eyes are weird. But they just go along with it. I thought, you know, kind of like anime rule, we just pretend that his eyes are normal. But no, definitely didn't. So I will say you're right. I do fully agree. The cat eyes does play into it too. But for me, I think the thing that got me was the energy of being a cat. Like, he really would buy into it. I fell in love with this character mainly because, like I said, he's not a ricochet shooter. I think a lot of the people I've said so far were all ricochet shooters. He's a straight ricochet. I think it came out the lisp and all that.
Ricochet.
Yeah, that's why I said it did not come out right.
From the Wizards.
Oh, man. But, yeah, man, I could talk about my man Train all day, but I am happy to say he is my number two gunslinger of all time.
Yeah, not a single person you named is better than Vash Stampede, by the way.
Bro, what? Train versus Vash? I mean...
Vash body in that nigga.
I don't believe that. Out of everyone I've named, I think Train can definitely handle Vash.
Hey,
out of everyone I've named.
It's a good thing it's a favorites list. Words for
you, Zoe.
Good thing it's... You said what?
Angel Arm.
What'd you say, John?
I got two words for you. Angel Arm.
I know you're a big Vash fan, so I don't hate on Vash. Like, I swear, yeah, I love Vash, the character. It's his gunplay that, like, it doesn't leave me. Even in Stampede, when I watched the new version, like, I'm going off both. There's nothing I saw that just made me, like, fall for his gunplay. I fall for Vash, and he just happens to be a gunslinger, too. So that's really what it is. So, yeah. I think my number
one. Saying you don't fuck with Alucard because he's basically just a Doe Ex Machina the whole series.
Yeah.
I think my number one will balance everything out. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, my number two It's from my what the 1A to the 1B of my favorite anime of all time. Yeah, go ahead and give me Spike Spiegel, former member of the Red Dragon Crime Syndicate, you know, out here with regular basic shit. He ain't doing nothing crazy. It's just when it comes to a gunfight, I'm not betting against Spike Spiegel. Alright, I'll bet against
Faye regular, Valentine. Degular, bro.
I ain't betting against Spice Beasley, though. Because out of all the mofos who have stepped up, every single ass one and got knocked down. And he got that shit done in 26 episodes. That's how you know he was good with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
regular, degular, bro.
Regular, degular guy, bro.
Regular, degular, bro.
He made sure it worked. So yeah, that was an easy decision. And number one, I feel like for me, is either one or two, and then maybe three on some people's list, just depending on who they're favorite on. Because I mean, it's obvious that this is the most terrifying person you'd ever want to see, or never see in a dark alley, I should say. Honestly, he's basically the Antichrist of anime, without actually being a demon lord. Yeah, go ahead and give me Count Dracula himself. Alucard from Van Helsing. I feel like this is, yeah, no, for sure. What his guns are so popular that people make gacha fan fiction, and the first set of guns they get are either Ebony and Ivory, or from Dante, or they're Alucards. People buy replicas and for multiple hundreds of dollars of these weapons. Yeah. I'm not trying to get in the shootout with anybody on this list, but for sure he's at the top. I'm like, you got it, big dog. Go ahead, put me out of my misery. I'm gonna go see my peeps. Breathing was cool, but yeah, I'm not even gonna put forth the effort to try and resist that.
Yeah, talking about this man, basically, he's Bram Stoker's Dracula with the attitude of Wyatt Earp. And the accuracy of a goddamn anime video game character.
I think the fact that a guy is Count Dracula and he uses guns is kind of scary. So I'll have to check out Van Helsing, because why the fuck
he's a total problem.
What, he's a total problem? Yeah, I just don't understand why Dracula would need to use guns, but I feel like I'd have to watch to figure that out. I'm like, you're Dracula, what the hell you need guns?
That's the thing, he doesn't. But he does anyway. He pulls up. It's done.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. No, y'all definitely got me wanting to check out Van Helsing. It's always been brought up in conversation, but if y'all putting him this high on y'all list for gunslingers, maybe that's why I don't have like a amazing gunslinger list. I'm probably still missing out on people who really know what they're doing. So with that being said, for my number one, we've already mentioned him a few times, but I got to give him his love too. Give me Spike Spiegel at number one. Pretty much was like the first gunslinger.
This don't save you, but I am appeased.
Yeah, no, I'm here. No, there you go. He was like the first real gunslinger I ever met, really getting into anime at a young age. I've always compared every gunslinger I've ever watched to him unconsciously. There's times I consciously do, but like, I've just noticed over the years as I watch more anime, like when we get a gunslinger, I'm always kind of like, I mean, even in Undead Unluck recently, they had a gunslinger and he just was like, you know, Ricochet kind of guy. But like the way he would kind of move his body while shooting gave me Spike vibe. So he just kind of missed my list. But everyone I compare to Spike. I think Spike set that tone of just how to be like, you don't need all that extra power stuff to be an amazing gunslinger and be somebody that can whoop your ass, still punch you, still kick you. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna probably shoot you in the head a couple times too. Smooth. I've always enjoyed rewatching Cowboy Bebop because of Spike, and it would, I mean, even in the live action, a lot of people said what they said, but I think it was decent. I think we did what we could to create a character that it's pretty hard to recreate. So yeah, at number one, Spike Spiegel, man with the plan, man of action. Definitely, yeah.
It's time we blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together.
You know,
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. My number one. I already said it was from the same anime as my number two, so that makes it obvious if you have seen Liquid Recoil. So my number one is Chisato, the bullet dodger herself. You can come at her with 20 men, all of them armed, all of them shooting at her, machine guns, everything like that. Does not matter. She will dodge every single bullet that you shoot at her. She will matrix them. And at the same time, while she's dodging every bullet that you're shooting at her, she will then put two non-lethal rounds into your dome because she doesn't want to kill you. That, to me, is like ultimate sign of disrespect, basically. Like, I don't have to kill you to beat you. Like, it doesn't matter what you throw at me. It doesn't matter how many people you throw at me, anything like that. They can be armed with whatever they want to be armed with. I'm going to dodge all the bullets that you shoot at me, and I'm going to take everybody down. And then if they want to come back for more later on, they can. Feel free. And that's, I mean, she does it because she doesn't like killing and stuff like that. But from the bad guy's perspective, from whoever she's going against, that's extremely disrespectful. And I love that. So, Chisato from Liquid Recoil, the unofficial, official headcanon / canon girlfriend of Takina. So, that's my number one. Four women in my top five, by the way.
Word.
So.
Go ahead and jump. I'm going to rein this thing in here right quick. Yes, Josh sir. Knows what's coming. Zoe knows what's coming. Seth knows what's coming. The Lord, our God, knows what's coming. All right. Number one, gunslinger in all of anime. He is the gunslinger equivalent to that boy, Himura Kenshin. He's the double dollar sign, not single dollar sign, double dollar sign, $60 billion man, most wanted bounty in all of No Man's Land, the humanoid typhoon. Throw that boy Vash the Stampede up there, number one. Numero uno. Valid. You know how good you got to be as a gunslinger to be a pacifist and not kill people while you slanging?
Facts. Get out of here, bro. Facts. Facts. We're on the same wavelength.
Again, like I said earlier, basically, that top three, as far as Josh and I are concerned, that could be as interchangeable based on your opinion as you want. But without question, your top three should be Vash, Spike, and Alucard. Yeah. Without question.
It changes depending on the mood or sure. But I think
honestly, high key,
the unquestioned three.
It changes based on how recent I may have rewatched the series.
Oh yeah, whatever. Most recent, no, sure. I just finished Helsing a Bridge like a month and a half ago.
I just rewatched Cowboy Bebop, like not even a few weeks ago, maybe.
Not valid.
But no, right. Vash is number one.
All
right. A pretty solid list. Everybody had a pretty solid list. If the worst part of a list is Vash at number five, then I think we did good.
I feel like that invalidates the list immediately. I would have taken two or three.
Everyone who's watched anime for quite a long period of time put Vash on the list. I think that's important. I could have came up with a lot of
it was also three or higher.
Okay, I'll give you that. But that's where the emotional connection comes in, Josh.
It's not even the fact, because I don't give a like. Again, Trigun Stampede was fucking terrible, and Trigun is probably one of my least favorite 90s. It's good, but it's probably out of the 90s anime, probably bottom for me. That's just off of respect of this nigga's ability to put belt to ass. Like,
nah, that's real.
But you put Spike at one.
So, yep. Even though the rest of it was bullshit, I'll take that.
Come on, yeah, Train at 2 is pretty good. You've seen Black Cat. You know Train
Again, that's what Watch Train. I stand on that. I'm not putting anybody above somebody I think they can't beat. Outside that's of my valid. 3, that alternate. But 4 or 5, because the 2 4s and the 5, for sure, nah. Cook. Nah. All right, but yeah. We wrap this up. We got in and out pretty quick.
Look at that.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another fine edition of your Baby Mama's Favorite Podcast. Word. Been a tough one. I'm still sad, I guess. But yeah, mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. If your sports team recently shat the bed and made you want to blow your brains out, don't do that. Because that's fucked up to clean, for sure. So, bare minimum, don't make anybody clean that up. But also, you know, life moves on. Sports are just sports. It's like LeBron says every time he loses, it's just a game, right? It's not. It's not just a game. But technically, it really is just a game. So, you know, get over it. Whatever fucked up thing going on in your life, that you'll eventually beat and be a better person for, you know, get over it. That's adjustment period for sure. But, you know, we live and we learn. We get better. We strive to compete and do great and whatever it may be that we choose to do in this life. So just take that to heart. Remember that. Keep your head up. You know, Andy Grammer. But, yeah. Good job, I got that. Yeah, no. No, I'm really grateful that you guys continue to listen to us every week. And I can't wait for the day where I'm saying that and it's like 500K y'all or a milli, you know? We're going to get there. But with that being said, again, mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. If you're being abused physically, emotionally, spiritually, yada, yada. And it's getting to the point where you feel like the only way out is to clock out. Don't clock out. Go ahead and dial 988. That's the National Suicide Crisis Hotline. Talk to somebody. Our DMs are open. You can talk to us. I'm sure there's a friend who really cares about you. You can talk to, and they'll listen. Regardless of how many times they tell you that you're doing something to put yourself in that situation and you're not listening, they still care about you, you know? With that being said, social media, please, and thank you, good sir.
Definitely, man. As always, you already know, man, you can follow us on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC. You also can follow us on Twitter at Otaku Collect Pod. Don't forget, you can also follow us all individually. You can follow me on IG at _ What About Zoe. You can follow Josh on all platforms at C3 Smooth. And you can follow Seth snap. It happened. I've been doing good for 3 years and it finally happened. We all ain't perfect. You can follow Seth. You can follow Seth at C3 Smooth. You can follow Josh at my_ own profit. And I think I was trying to figure what to say for you, John, but I'll just let you do your own thing. I'm done overthinking. So thank you for coming out though, for real, John. We love you every time you come here.
Yeah, it's no problem. I gotta defend my title. You know, Reggie over there trying to sneak up on me. That's why I'm doubling up right quick. Gonna get this one locked in, gonna get another one locked in. You feel me? Course, I'm gonna do a double guest feature here in a second, but I gotta defend my title. You know, I gotta keep it going. Most consistent, most controversial, possibly highest quality, possibly highest rated episodes. Who knows?
I mean,
who knows?
Off of sheer numbers, you're probably not wrong. The Reggie stuff always does really well, but I think at this point, just weighted grading scale, right? Like you get it off of 3 to 4 extra episodes over the next person.
So, how would it be in NBA terms then? Is he like LeBron because like numbers and longevity and stuff?
Hey, what?
Yeah.
We're doing
yeah.
like
I guess.
This. We're gonna do it like this. Okay. All right, we're gonna do it like this. So, Reggie is Shaq, most unstoppable force, probably in NBA history, in his prime.
Yeah.
I'm Tim Duncan.
I'll take it.
Okay. Okay. I was also gonna say, you could be LeBron, and just because Reggie's episode has won podcast episode of the year twice, Jordan.
That's a good point. Yeah, about that.
I'm not gonna say the committee's out to get me, but you know.
I mean, hey, I went Zoe went to bat for you 1 year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you did, yeah. If I'd have to go back and listen to that episode.
Like, I think well, Otaku Awards 2, so I was like, I don't know, what about an episode with y'all? And I was like, yeah, it was good, but this one.
Oh no, I remember. Like I said, I feel like the committee's out to get me. But you know what? That is what it is.
I feel like you got to bring the shit. Maybe with top three. And you know what? Maybe you might get it.
Look. All I got to know is we got to just check the tape and we got to check the date of the recording. All right. Maybe there was some hot blood going on with fantasy. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Crazy work. I would never disrespect the integrity of the Otaku Awards.
Let's bring in the court stenographer. Let's peep that.
How dare you even allude to the fact that I would invalidate the integrity of my own award show?
I'm not saying it's invalidated. I'm just saying there's some bias. We all know about bias.
That's why we're an odd number podcast, because if we were even number, Josh would do everything in his power to make sure that shit gets into a stalemate and then he wins.
But, yeah, 100%. But we're odd number. When you have staying power, I built this shit brick by brick. This is me.
Damn. I just saw a stat. I'm not going to say it for the sake of you, Josh.
Of course not.
I'm not going to say it for the sake of you.
What? Go ahead and say it. What is it?
Okay. It was just points off turnovers in the series.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm hip. I know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that shit.
It was like 80 difference.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I was like, damn. Yeah. All right, though. Should I wrap this up?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. Thank y'all for listening to another edition of the Otaku Collective Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, a little bit more time-friendly episode, I might add, please share it with your friends, your coworkers, your childhood friends that you grew up with, friends that you made in college, anybody like that, that you know likes anime, loves anime, or is getting into anime or anything like that. Please share it with them. Maybe they're getting into anime and they're a fan of gunslingers and movies and stuff like that. Share this episode with them. It'll give them some good anime to check out for gunslingers in anime and stuff like that. We are on all major streaming platforms. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts as well. And be sure to leave that review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. That does help a lot. Give it 5 stars, give it a thumbs up. Anything that you can do to help it does help a lot. And with that said, we will see y'all next episode. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.